I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 75 of the Big Homies House, man. We got the homies in the building. Got some new homies here, so we're going to start over here introducing the new homies. What's up?
What's going
Tell
on,
Tell the people
man?
Who you is.
Tone in the Flesh on IG, Tone in the Flesh. Just go follow me, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Memphis. I'm here in Atlanta.
Tone.
Yeah, what's going on?
Any hope?
Say music.
You said it wrong.
I'm supposed to say music.
Music.
I don't
right.
say music like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because like, you're from Chicago, nigga.
I'm from Memphis, but I went to school. You know what I'm saying? I went to school in the county. I ain't go to school in the city of Memphis.
No.
We got the same background.
Wait a minute. Did anybody else ask that crazy ass shit? She said, is Memphis in Chicago?
No, because you said she from Memphis. I know he told me he was from Memphis. And
you said, is Memphis
in
Chicago?
I said, well, is Memphis from Chicago? Because now he's from
You said, is Memphis in Chicago?
I know it's not, but what you said made me think that that's what you thought.
Go follow me, y'all. Tone dot in the Flesh.
You yeah, said, is Memphis in Chicago?
No, it's not.
Chicago, Tennessee. JoJo, what's up?
Well, you dumb as hell. What's up, Kodak? How you doing?
You good?
Yeah.
What's up, Baldy?
What's up?
You grew a lot of hair from
no.
over the weekend. Ass, stupid ass nigga.
It came with the hat?
No.
Oh,
it came without the hat. The hat I just got separately. It's
okay.
An
add-on. Okay. Well, tell the people who you is. You got your titties out on my show.
It's Paris Ducati. That's my main page. Follow me on Instagram. And also follow my hair page, hairby_ParisDucati.
Do this one time. Do the chain light.
No, you do it first.
Wow.
To you?
No, he do it.
Yeah. What she said. Yeah,
no,
to you.
Yeah. He's gonna do it. Don't let him.
No, fuck no.
I did it, so she had to do it. Fuck what you talking about. You want me to do it?
No, I can do it
with
my two hands.
Do it
no,
then.
I was saying I'll do it if you do it.
Type shit.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why y'all in there? I ain't got big enough titties for y'all or something?
And you
got
big enough titties.
She just showing
me. Nah, I just want y'all know good damn well I ain't shaking shit.
That's why I told
him
shake yours, then I show
me yours. Ah, shit.
A promise, my nigga.
Challenge accepted.
There we go. Ty Mills.
I'm Ty Mills. I'm comedian Ty Mills. I work with Hip Hop Weekly, Don Diva Magazine. I'm a comedian. I live in Atlanta. I'm from New York. And you know what I mean? I be all in the comments a lot of times.
Yeah, he be arguing shit with me all the time.
He be arguing with JoJo. I was like, JoJo, I brought your arch nemesis today.
Always got some shit to say.
I know. She's amazing, but you know.
No, I don't know.
Now you fuck.
Elaborate. Look,
now you want to fuck, man.
Look, now he like, damn, she look bad.
Oh, girl, I
real she is.
Nah, nigga, you got a baby. Relax.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Kodak, shut the fuck up. Kodak,
Ooh,
shut up.
I don't. Raise your hand if you don't got a baby. Somebody lying. Okay.
I'm a man. I can't have a baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you? So if you're a girl, you can't have a baby?
Shut up! Damn it! Paris, shut the hell up!
No, you. I am though. You
have
to.
Y'all don't smoke. Y'all don't smoke her ass out, man. Anyway, let's get into the first topic of the day, man. Shit, there's a lot been going on. We just seen that Robin from the DC Universe is now bisexual.
He came out.
It's bisexual today, man. So shout out to Robin. I guess Robin's not a DaBaby fan. Robin is about to come out and boycott the baby too. The baby will not be appearing in the next Batman film.
Okay. I mean, none of his songs. That'd be fucked up.
It's fucked up, man.
He been wearing tights for years, so.
What superhero don't wear tights?
Hancock. Fuck you talking about.
Hancock.
But we seen Hancock get coochie. Oh,
I
wait,
like that.
That
Hancock.
Was the extended version of no, Hancock. Y'all gotta
Hancock's,
watch that version.
Weakness was white women. I think that was amazing.
What?
He's actually right. Because if he got close, when he got close to that was the premise of the
First
movie.
First of all, white woman.
Yeah, it was just one.
It was just one.
They only got one soulmate.
Yeah, I mean, it was more of them. But
she
they
just
died.
Happened to be white.
It was just that one.
So when he got, but he when he got to white to a, when he got close to a white woman, I just glitched. Yeah. When he got close to a white woman, what happened?
He became a regular nigga.
He lost his power. The lesson in Hancock is the black man's weakness is
white women. White woman. Well, you lose
your power. Exactly, you do lose your power. Your power going right in the fucking jail cell.
So that goes both ways too.
You lose your power when you mess with
women. No, white women get stronger around black women. Oh. Black men.
They neck get stronger. Fuck you talking about.
I know your strong neck ass ain't talking.
Please don't start with me because we will go.
Nah, we can't do that. We can't do that. Okay. But yes, Robin is bisexual. So how do y'all feel about this?
I feel like Robin didn't come out bisexual. Whoever the fuck wrote it.
Robin is not real. Okay. Robin is the representation of people's imaginations.
I mean, everybody else is doing this shit. The fucking Rugrats, they damn mamas on there.
No. Let me time out.
I always knew that.
Time out. I never.
Burton and Ernie was lovers.
No, we gotta talk about Phil and Lil mom. Because Phil and Lil's mom was gay in the 90s.
I mean.
She had a baby daddy.
She had a shirt on.
I was married.
I think that was on it
friends, and then they kind of had an agreement.
Nah, it was married. Cause look,
Chuck, I'm just like at this point, like, why she always killed the mother off?
Like, why Chuck for no reason, no mama?
Because maybe she was a bitch. I don't know.
Chuck, shut the fuck up.
Let me start.
But yeah, how we feel about it though is great for him.
Good for Robin.
No. That's crazy. Cause
so like in the death of a family, like does that mean like when Joker killed Robin, was that a hate crime?
Boy, shut the fuck up. Didn't nobody know. He just came out. Didn't nobody know.
So how did he come out if he's dead?
Because this shit is fake. That's why. People are making this shit up. This shit is not real. So it can make any sense that they wanted to make. You know who, it ain't fucking real.
You know who else tried to do that shit? Y'all remember who made Harry Potter? J.K. Rowling. She tried to come out and say a few characters. They came out and said, what's his name? Dumbledore was gay after the fact.
I always thought Snagglepuss was gay.
Who the fuck is Snagglepuss?
You remember Snagglepuss? He was the Pink Panther. He was like the Pink Panther. He's like, hey, what even?
Oh.
What are you doing even?
It was that was a really good interpretation of the Pink Panther. You been practicing that?
No, I just...
That's
I just was always disturbed as a child, like this guy's.
Who? What type of cable you had where the Pink Panther was the shit that
you
was
not
watching?
The Pink Panther, he was Snagglepuss. It was on like, it was. I had Cartoon Network. I had cable as a child. I'm sorry.
Well, when I had cable, I was watching Ed, Edd n Eddy. I wasn't watching Snagglepuss and Pink Panther.
Hey man,
we had. I don't know. Maybe we had better options.
Johnny Bravo,
90s cartoon,
Samurai Jack.
34.
Also, man, over the break while we was going, the babies. I wouldn't want to be the baby right now. God damn. Yeah. At this point, the baby going to be doing...
He going to be in here with us.
Shit.
For free.
Yeah. He going to be doing...
I'm just in on this bitch.
Middle school pep rallies. Like,
he going to be at Apache.
Yeah, education.
He going to be at a bonfire.
I always say educate him. Don't cancel him out, though. You know what I'm saying? That ain't... Obviously, he did make a mistake.
He did make a mistake, but I feel like at this point, niggas are putting the baby on their PR plans. Like, hey, let's distance ourselves from the baby. Bitch, you ain't had shit to do with none of this.
Yeah.
But now you want some attention off what this is. Like, if you've had no issue with anything else that's been going on in rap music, why the fuck are you so... Like, when niggas is killing niggas, like, nobody's like, hey, let's stop the violence. Yeah. When black men are talking about rapping, punching bitches in the face, nobody's like, let's stop the misogyny. But now, everybody wants to make a statement.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say, I don't like how they are all coming at him for saying what he said. Now, what he said was wrong.
He was wrong as fuck.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Let's say that. The baby was wrong.
Was he wrong, though?
We're going to get to that later, but the baby was wrong. That's the official stance of this show. Yes. The baby was wrong.
The baby was wrong. But what I'm saying is I feel like there are other things that need to be discussed and people need to be canceling and shit like that. As well. Now, I'm not gonna say it's more important, but I mean, it's a lot of other shit that's going on too. And then I just feel like everybody is just trying to make a statement or make an example out of him. And a lot of people should be made examples of by doing other shit too.
Like, I feel like you can't goddamn, like, I feel like, and I'm gonna say this shit, and it might be dangerous, but I remember there was a, It's a song by DMX. I want to say it's called Where the Hood At. And, like, he said some really homophobic shit. But nobody talks about that part of the shit. Like, you know, even now, like, he was celebrated just a few months ago. He was celebrated last year performing that shit on the Verses. Nobody had anything to say about that. But when this nigga, who the baby was wrong, he was wrong, says he goes on this rant after the fact of one of his shows, everybody wants to jump on that shit.
Yeah.
But also, to that point, I do want to say, like, when niggas, what do y'all think about the statement of they're forcing it on us when it comes to, like, the gay characters and the gay scenes and cartoons? What do y'all think about when they say they're forcing it? What do you think?
I think that's true, in the sense that, you know, they basically weaponize the community. If you don't agree, then, you know,
you're canceled
or you're
now when y'all agree with it, what does that mean?
Well, I feel like I'm a part of the community. Like, I date both.
So. Oh, you mean licking coochie?
You know, I did hands on the coochie. What? I ain't fucking with anybody. No.
Oh, you're not the
look at girls and be like, who she fuck by? Hell no. No. We have to. I gotta date you. I only dated like 2 girls. Like, no. That's not my thing. But anyway, not even about that. I think they are pushing it on us because that man didn't even. They going harder than he went, because at the end of the day, what he said, something about not sucking dick in the parking lot. Why is that a problem? It's a lot of straight niggas sucking dick in the parking lot.
There's a lot of women sucking dick.
And they gay. And, like, they low-key. Yeah, but we talk about gay people. But
he wasn't talking about gay people.
I'm just saying, though, like, there be all types of bullying and shit that be going on. Kids get bullied at school for having a shirt on that's too fucking big. Motherfuckers ain't canceling them motherfucking kids and them their parents and shit like that. What I'm saying is goddamn, like, if we gonna say this is hate, well, then let's say that this is hate. We're not gonna just stick on one topic.
I think it has to be equality, in the sense that, you know, if everybody's gonna be equal, then we can equally talk about you too. Because everybody's talking about everybody, and right, everybody, like, has an opinion.
It's like you can't say nothing about them.
So do y'all think that
you can't even have an opinion on it? Really, that's what it's saying. Like, but at this point,
like,
I accept.
Y'all think that community is protected?
You don't like it and not be like, oh.
But when you say, but my question is, though, like, when you say you don't like it, what?
Like, I'm not with that gay shit. Then you automatically think he's homophobic. But no, you gotta agree with it. He's not with it. That's
but when you say it. But my question is, like, what is agree with it? Like, because all you gotta do is just
accept someone for who they are. Yeah.
Like, not this. Like,
okay,
not,
I don't fuck with that gay shit. But go ahead, do what you gonna do. Like, I'm not. So when you say,
but my question is, what does I don't fuck with or I don't agree with that gay shit mean?
Meaning you're not gay. You know what I'm saying?
Meaning you don't.
Well, nobody assumes you're gay because gay people exist.
Meaning you don't agree with a man and a man fucking each other. You don't agree with that. You suit your own, but me, I ain't with none of that shit.
Right, because I feel like
that's what they. Yeah. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm okay that you do what you do. I don't have a problem that what you do is what you do, but I ain't got no parts.
I don't even share hookah with my homeboys, so I ain't going.
I mean, most times you're
tripping.
Most times I'm in that type of situation. I really it's when people. Like, approaching me on, like, if it's a gay dude or something, that's when, like, it'll be like, nah, that ain't that type of party. Other than that,
okay,
I'm
so, really so basically you're you know saying, like, what you're saying is, I'm not gay, but, you know, y'all be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, be cordial, bro. Be you, you know what I'm saying? Even if you do make your past however the situation, I'm going to let you know this ain't that, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got family and shit who gay too, so, you know what I'm saying? It's accepted, you know what I'm saying?
But you're just not open to it.
It's just not, I'm not gay, you know what I'm saying? And that's not what I'm rocking with.
Yeah, I feel like when niggas be like, oh, well, shit, I don't agree with it, they be like, niggas be like, oh, I got to accept and be all about your sexuality, when I feel like, shit, if a nigga gay, a nigga gay. I ain't got shit to do with me.
I got some gay friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't, I can be friends with somebody who gay. Like,
or somebody told you transphobic because you don't like trans women.
I mean, let's say this, though. We may feel like we accept it, but... Is anybody in here gay?
She gay.
Nah.
No, like, open, like, gay. Okay, so it doesn't. So basically, it's been a lot of hate. We don't really know what's going on within the community of LGBTQ
plus.
It's a lot. But we don't know what goes on within that community. So maybe there is like a lot, like say we cool, but there are also a lot of people who really hate that shit. And if they see somebody out on the streets who's gay or transgender, they will try to beat the fuck out of them. And they might be feeling like, hold on. And they may feel like, okay, this has been happening to them for a very, very, very long time. And now it's like, okay, it's time to speak up. It's time to stand up for ourselves and let us have our time to shine type of thing. So I could look at it in that way and feel like maybe that's what it is, because it's been going on for a long time maybe. And now they like, no, fuck that shit. I'm tired of that shit. Like how Black Lives Matter, you know, how we went all hard because we tired of this shit. We've been through this shit. You feel me? So they might be feeling the exact same way. And it's like, fuck it.
Victimization.
Fuck everybody.
Everybody's going through something. Black people going through something.
Okay, maybe everybody should speak the fuck up.
Whatever white people was going through, did they have a whole white protest besides some fucking white supremacists that lasted for like maybe one day? What I'm saying is they might feel like they going through some shit. They didn't have like a whole cancel because of this, because of some white shit.
I mean, white people kind of control everything. So.
But basically, like, you know, all of this... If like at the end of the day, if a nigga gay, nigga gay. That shit, you know, shout out to you. But it's none of our business, and I don't really got an opinion on it, to be honest. Like,
you comfortable with yourself?
Be comfortable, and I feel like if you are that way, shit. And that is the thing. A lot of people haven't been comfortable accepting their own sexuality. Or, you know, their preferences in public, you know, because people, the closet still exists for a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe that's what they want. They want to get society to a level where people will be like...
Comfortable will be. Yeah.
I remember. They are. I've seen, we can't act like kids ain't, some kids just be that way. Like, we can't say they're trying to influence kids because, like, shit, I've seen a bunch of, like, straight shit. And I was never like, goddamn, I want to be a fucking freak. But shit, I was a freak because I wanted to be. Like,
nah, you seen something that made you.
But like, I don't think
Luke and them. Turned up like that.
No, I mean, I remember watching goddamn. Yeah, I was about to say that shit.
I seen
Nelly do that shit between the bitch ass cheeks, and I
was like, yeah, that's gonna be my life.
Yeah, and guess what?
It is.
But no, I feel like, you know, I feel like young people that are going through shit like that, they should feel supported. Like, they shouldn't have to feel like, oh, I gotta hide my shit. Because if you go to like real urban neighborhoods, it is very homo. You think what the baby said was bad? It's very homophobic.
It is, but it's not.
Oh, it is.
Because we all know gay people in the community.
But when they aren't around, they be talking about the motherfuckers
it
like they crazy.
It's always about how a person carries himself. Because one of my
you can't tell somebody.
How you tell somebody their personality?
Because I watched a gay man check another gay man about how he was carrying himself amongst people. Because one man was dressing and moving in an effeminate way, and he was like, yo, I'm gay, I'm not a faggot. And excuse me but saying that like that, but he was telling him, like, yo, you're walking around, you got high heels on, you got this makeup and stuff on. He's like, when I meet people, I don't want people to see my sexuality as the first thing. I want them
But that's him, though.
But that's him. That's really what it is. And? Everybody mind their own.
But they were amongst their own. They had riffs and how they were.
We should do that. I feel like... That shit is none of our business.
It ain't.
If a grown man want to,
we don't know nothing about none of that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying.
How
we know what he was saying was right? We don't fucking know that.
That's what brought me back to. That's what I'm saying. When most of the times, when I'm in that type of situation, it's because it was addressed. Like, people who sit around talking about it and shit like that, those are the people who I guess we got hate for or who don't agree with.
I don't got hate for none of that shit, man, because I got friends in that shit, like close friends. Me like, too. These are the homies.
That.
So, like, you know, men and women. Mm-hmm. So I want them to be the same way I'm comfortable to be in this motherfucking grabbing ass and do what the fuck. That's violating. They should be able to do that shit, too. I don't think Lil Nas X did nothing wrong.
No, I
like Lil Nas. I like Lil Nas, and like once you get past the videos, you realize that nigga made some good ass music. Montero was a good ass song. That shit, Industry Baby's a good ass song. But people get caught up on the music. Like, oh, look at doing. Man, Nelly been doing that shit. Ludacris been having bitches shaking ass. Why he can't? That's what he like.
Yeah.
That's what he like. That's like when people are making all these statements about, oh, well, this is wrong. This is pushing. Man, they been pushing bitches and hoes and pimps and thugs and all that shit on black
drugs,
kids for years.
And drugs and
but
killing.
You drawing the killing. Niggas is killing niggas because of what they see. Oh, like, all this shit. Like, movies, video games, music.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, but when a nigga put another nigga in the music video, that's like, oh, we gotta draw the line somewhere. What the fuck? It's like you drawing the line, you got that keep nine of the lines, but want to draw the 10th one. All the other murder shit, drug shit, pimp shit, over sexualized shit, man. Cut the cap, man. Y'all niggas, like, a lot of niggas tried to dress their homophobia as caring for goddamn the kids. You don't give a fuck about them kids because you just told the kids you don't goddamn sell Molly no more. What the fuck?
Selling Molly.
God damn it. Shit, I feel for that shit, man, because I feel like everybody has a right to be who the fuck they want to be as long as not bothering or putting nobody else in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So if niggas want to be that shit, let niggas be that shit.
Yeah.
So let's go into the next question. You got anything written down before I go into mine?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, JoJo.
Oh, we got another one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit, we popping.
You ain't how to eat my hot keto.
You want me to go first? Paper, scissors, rock.
Paper, scissors, rock?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Same shit, man.
No, it's not. Don't ever say that shit like that again. Paper,
scissors,
rock. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, let's go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, what the fuck? I'll
beat you,
bro. I'll beat you.
Ow!
Look at that.
I had arthritis.
Rewind the tape.
Rock, paper, scissors. One more time.
It's over with.
Okay. All right. You take it.
You fucking lost.
I didn't lose.
All right, y'all. So.
Well, y'all see this on YouTube. Y'all comment below who won.
Facts. So, I don't know if y'all know or not, but I got, you know.
Ask JoJo. JoJo.
Yeah, ask JoJo. Dear JoJo. People just send me shit, crazy shit, and I put it on here. And I tell them how I feel. Give them some advice.
Calling me now.
Okay, so, dear JoJo.
My bad.
I have been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 3 years now. He has never cheated. He doesn't have any kids. He's financially stable. He got all that.
So you've been in a relationship for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's a good dude, apparently. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
The other day, I seen a message pop up on his phone with my best friend's name on it. At first, I didn't think to check it because I trust him, and of course, I trust my best friend. What if he was trying to plan a surprise engagement or something and I messed it up? But I was just extremely too eager to see what the fuck they was texting about. So sure enough, I opened the message, and first thing I see is the word engagement. I got excited as hell, and I tried to skim through the messages. And the last message that popped up before my man came in the room and caught me was, well, before you propose to her, you have to tell her what happened between me and you. What the fuck do I do? Signed, a bitch who is about to go to jail.
Damn!
You go looking for it, you gonna find it. That's just point blank something. You shouldn't have went looking.
I mean, damn.
You shouldn't have went looking.
Go
to
jail. Nah. Paris, why?
Go to fucking jail.
Nah, because...
So ruin your whole relationship?
I don't give a
not relationship, shit. Life,
bitch,
nigga.
Yeah. No, go to jail smartly.
How?
How the fuck? No, that
I
is.
I ain't gonna kill you, but bitch.
Parents, that is an oxymoron. There's no way to go to jail
that's
smartly.
That's so disrespectful.
What's disrespectful?
But you don't
going
know what happened.
Mom?
How you know it's disrespectful?
Because what you mean? What happened between us?
Because it could have been something before y'all got together.
It don't matter. Why well, I don't
so,
know.
Exactly.
About
so that's why you know I'm a comment. I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say after y'all
yeah,
do y'all debate.
So hold on. So you say it don't matter if it was something that happened before they got together. So, like, I'm saying, like, 10 years before I even met this bitch, you want to know.
She said what she said. She's going to jail.
I stand 10 toes the fuck down. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
So,
best
you
going to
tell your you tell
a lot
your
of me.
First of all, I know who my best friend talked to. Why don't know
before y'all was best friends?
Yeah. First of all, why are you making best friends at what? 25? Anything over 25 and up?
Man, I just because we benefit each other. Like, we cool like that.
No,
well,
sense.
So technically, we don't know how old this person is.
Right. We don't.
I ain't
yeah, you just made up an age.
Yeah.
Paris.
I mean, they've been together she 3 years. I mean, niggas love trying to propose to a bitch after 3 years.
Especially if he's 33.
About that third year.
Sam.
That's true.
I mean, after 3 years, you kind of know that you know she a freak and she can move around or you can be with this girl for real. 3 years, I wouldn't throw the relationship away. And then the girl went looking for it. So you kind of got to understand. You don't even know what you found.
What do you mean?
You don't know what you found.
All right, because I'm tired of hearing y'all talk.
Yeah, go ahead, Jojo. Turn up.
I'm tired. Because he clearly said, you shouldn't have went through my shit in the first place. That's where he's standing on. He said that shit like 3 times. I hear you over here. You, I ain't even going to start on you. I'll see you in the comments. this is what I'm going to have to say, shorty. All right, number one, you found what you were looking for. You looked for something and you found it. Because the reason why...
Stupid games, stupid prizes.
You looked because you wanted to see what the fuck was going on. Okay. Number two...
I'm going live on TikTok. Hold on, man.
You look so scared.
Right. Number two. If you love him, I feel like, okay, no. I'm going to say number two, don't snitch on yourself.
I don't know what she talking about.
Number two, don't snitch on yourself.
But she said she didn't get caught, right?
Who's
she didn't get caught. She didn't get caught. Before she got caught. Like, okay. She had to hurry up and get out of that. So, yeah, rule number two, do not snitch on yourself. Do not let him know that you've seen the shit. What you really should do on some player shit is to wait until the engagement. And if he ain't told you before the engagement, then when he goes in to propose to you, you say, nah, because you fucked with my best friend. Motherfucker. And then he'll be like, all surprise and shit. Your best friend will be like, whatever the fuck happened. I don't give a fuck if it was a kiss, y'all fucked, or whatever case. And if she said, tell you, then he needs to tell you. Number two, you need to beat the fuck out your best friend, too, because what the fuck, what happened? Sorry. It could have been before, it could have been after. Why the fuck she can't tell you? Why she can't be your girl and to tell you? Because really, she was supposed to fucking tell you anyway. So really, at the end of the day, both of them need to get their ass beat. But if you want to stay with your nigga, because you could get rid of her and you really love your nigga, like you could find another friend. If you really want to be with this nigga.
Wait a minute. Time out. Flag on the plate. Wait, let me say it. Because we all heard it. Hold on. Wait a minute. So, Jojo, you replacing your friends when you find a nigga?
Listen to what I'm saying.
No, yes or no? Yes or no?
I want to listen.
Yeah, I would.
No, Jojo, why?
Yeah, I would. Because if a friend is showing me a flaw, like,
understandable.
Okay, then I don't want you around me. My nigga gonna be like a nigga gonna be a nigga. Like he gonna be a nigga, so he gonna fuck with different bitches. And I don't.
Whoa!
So you excusing your nigga
so you excusing him for cheating on you.
No.
So it's cool for y'all niggas to fuck up.
If you would shut the fuck up and let us say it.
I get what you're saying. Go ahead and say it.
Thank you. Now, what I was saying was, I hold my friend to a higher
standard.
To a higher standard.
That you my bitch.
Yeah, you're my girl. You're not supposed to none of that. Now,
I'm supposed to trust my. You supposed to tell my nigga.
You mean a nigga? Yeah, you supposed to tell me about the nigga. Yeah.
That's my sister. Like,
talking shit. You saw his wrong penis.
The niggas are nasty.
Hold on.
The conscience. Her friend is the one with the conscience. Yeah. So she's the one who should
have
said something to.
She should have said exactly. Now, maybe it could have been a situation to where she said, you know, I'm going to say something. He was like, nah, let me be the one to tell her. And now she conflicted and shit. I get that. But at the end of the day, if she flaw like that and she your friend, she flaw like that, you don't need her around. Because it could have happened before and she could have told you. And it could have happened during.
But if your nigga flaw.
She should have told you.
I feel like it happened during.
So your nigga, like, If you've been with this nigga for 3 years, right?
And
you building with this nigga, and something you find out that he, whoever it is, if it's your best friend, if it's another bitch, whatever the case may be, that's your nigga. Regardless, like, y'all don't understand. Women gonna have that connection.
She's not saying stay with him, but that's your decision.
No, so nigga, that's what she said.
If you love him, you need to give him a chance to say whatever the fuck.
But your friend don't get a chance.
No, I said you gotta beat the fuck out of her. You gotta beat the fuck out of him too.
How you gonna beat her up before you even know what happened?
What I said was,
that's the point. We still don't know what happened at this point.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said don't tell on yourself. You need to figure it out. It could have been before. It could have been a kiss. It could have been a fuck.
Women gotta be in control of their emotions.
You have to figure it out.
What if you ate your friend's ass?
Oh, that's dead.
Me and him done.
That's dead.
But what
you
I said,
ass,
is,
you're in.
But if he,
all right, hold on, let me hold on, let me flip that.
That's crazy.
What if you find out your friend ate his ass?
Oh, that's still dead. Cause why you eating? Why you getting your ass ate?
Well, hey, come on. How you gonna hate on a dude that... I ain't saying I get my ass saved.
I'm gonna get my friend like a bum.
I might be her friend.
You're eating my nigga's ass, so I'm gonna be good on her. Like,
So really you gonna cut your friend off? She find out she ate your nigga ass in the past before y'all even met.
That's like your man being
no,
mad.
No, 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 I'm not. Cause then I'ma laugh at her goofy ass.
You gotta switch it around. My nigga so ass if your man, if your man, if you was dating a dude and he found her text, would you be mad if he?
Doreen, I needed to tell him that. Yes, I need to. If I fucked my nigga's friend.
And you ain't he know they was to, friends?
And I didn't know they was friends. I don't give a fuck. If I see them dapping up in the thing at the club, whatever.
You a better woman than most of
them. Parents, what, Paris, what do you think? If you fucked your nigga friend in the past.
Or he ate your ass.
Not eating the ass part.
No, eating ass, because niggas is eating ass.
Yeah, they on the first, no names.
I'm niggas.
He said no names.
Parents.
You talking about like.
Hold on, yeah. If you find out your nigga ate your friend ass.
My nigga ate my friend ass.
Yeah, but before y'all knew each other. Like, do you need to know?
I need to know this.
What? That wasn't...
What was the question?
But that wasn't his question. No, that wasn't
I forgot.
Question.
What was the question?
That was if a if your nigga's friend ate your ass, do you need to tell your nigga, like, oh your
yeah,
friend
I,
ate
I
my
drunk,
ass?
I forgot.
I need to tell him. I need to tell him. I need to
bring
that up. Because
you just
awkward.
Tell him. Why?
That's awkward. I'm not going, what if we together in the same space, and I'm like, yo, this nigga ate my ass, and he don't even fucking know. And then what if he tell him before? I got to tell him before he tell him.
The better thing.
What nigga is going around saying that? Yeah, I ate that.
Niggas do that. Niggas do that. And niggas a lie.
Sometimes your nigga is a
lie.
First of all, you can't have your nigga out here. I don't give a fuck. If you really fuck with your nigga, you can't have him lacking on no nigga. He got to know everything. You can't. You gotta tell him what the fuck going on, cause you can't
that.
Have him out here looking dumb to know Paris, to none of these niggas.
I
so
was,
yes, you need to
I
tell
was,
him.
Like,
introduce
when you say friend, like, are you labeling it like is somebody that's like a close type of friend, or is like niggas got plenty type of people? You know what I'm saying?
No, for
what
sure.
What I'm saying
for
is
sure.
You know who they friends are.
That's a good ass
You'll
question.
See them around. You know when it's worth telling. Now, if I'm going and I'm walking through a club and I see a girl and I'm like, hey, and I keep walking and you fucked her, don't tell me. But if I'm walking through the club, I'm like, hey. You need to be like,
yo.
No, for real. That's how it be like. If we niggas, if we walk through a spot and I see a nigga I know, I'm like, oh, what's up, my nigga? Like, yeah.
Yeah,
don't
know
the nigga. But I'm like, nigga, what's up, nigga? Right. What's up, nigga? Where the bitch is at, nigga?
Yes. And now you need to be like,
no, now your ass in the corner, awkward.
I want to know both ways.
I don't suck both they dicks.
You want to know both
Damn,
ways?
You don't feel awkward. You just be like,
yeah, because if you introduce your girl into a dude that she already fucked, you gonna feel stupid that you're doing this and he already fucked your chick. You like, well, she like. I mean,
for most niggas, it's over already.
No, you know what I mean? It's just. Yeah.
If my girl ate your ass,
here we go with this.
Or if you ate my girl ass, it's over.
But wait, he should be embarrassed. Why you gotta be embarrassed? He ate your girlfriend ass. What a shame of suck no dick or nothing. He just dropped the net.
Right. The fact that
the thing is,
your girl let herself get set out like that is a problem.
The thing is, niggas think we always get more than that. Like if I be like, yeah, this nigga came over, he ate my pussy, and I came, and he left.
Yeah, right.
And they're gonna be like, yeah, right, bitch.
No, I had a lot of niggas. I'm not even gonna cap. I'm on camera. But.
Now, tell the truth, Shane the Devil, baby. It's cool. It's the
niggas
homie.
Niggas drop that neck and they be.
And be right. Gone.
Go.
You be sitting on faces and leaving,
sure
huh?
Do.
Then leave.
Sure do. That's my favorite thing.
Why don't y'all believe that? I don't understand.
No,
it's been
for
too
real.
Many women there until. And y'all
not
like,
y'all don't think y'all get slutted out? Y'all
them.
Get slutted out.
I like getting slutted out. I like getting slutted out, baby. Niggas like getting slutted out. Niggas like getting slutted out.
And I'm not like, I do.
Wait, hold on. What's slutted out? What's slutted out?
Like, you're eating pussy and dipping.
You're going to eat. Pussy, you
gonna
eat ass,
dope.
And you're not
gonna
hunch me.
You better make a cuddle with you a little
I
bit.
I slutted
you. No,
you
look at you. You just
hold on,
a cuddle.
Let you fucking.
Nah.
You might want a pillow talk.
Let me look at
that.
Let's get to
it.
Let's get. Hey man, my feelings hurt.
Hey man,
let me get to
anonymous person. Don't snitch on yourself. Wait until he tells you. And if he don't tell you, it's over with.
And stay out his shit.
And be her.
Oh, yeah, stay out his
nosy
shit.
Bitch.
And be her. No. Stay in his shit. Because he can't be trusted.
No.
She
said
she
trusts him. Hold on, man.
Why you with him?
Hey.
Why you with him?
Next question. Shit. So, I got a question. So, like, say if you find the love of your life, right? You find the love of your life.
Here we go.
You find the love of your life. This motherfucker's perfect for you in every way. Everything is perfect. Do you cut off your thot ass homegirls and homeboys once you get into these serious relationships?
Oh, what?
What you mean?
Like,
do you
cut,
cut off your thought. Say if you find a nigga your dreams, y'all damn near about to be married. You know you about to engage in a few days, but you got a hoe ass homegirl. You got a hoe ass homegirl. She's a hoe.
What you mean she's a hoe?
She's a hoe. She's a slut.
Okay, look.
Every time you go out, you know it's about to be hoe activities.
Which is what? You don't have to partake in hoe activities?
That was like,
you
was
go out.
No.
No.
You know how many girls? No. I don't know.
No, JoJo.
You catch that best friend because her friend in the room having sex.
Wait, and
if
what?
You can live. If,
you know every time they call.
You piss me off. You living in high school and college and shit. Where is that shit going on at?
You still meet a girl, y'all go out to a crew lounge or some random spot.
Who the fuck goes to crew lounge? What type of advertisement was that?
You keep proving my point.
You gotta go and drink and smoke.
That nigga said crew lounge. You in Atlanta. You could have said any club.
You need to go on the other side of Atlanta and hang out.
You don't be on the other side.
Yeah, let me know how that go, because you talking about some real basement shit.
But answer the question. Do you cut your thought ass home girl or homeboy off?
Yeah, like, okay. Gotta go.
You have to give me an example.
No, all right. Well, let me flip the situation in since you a woman.
Because I have thought friends.
And you know, every time they call you, it's time for thought activities.
Which, what does thought activities include?
We about to go meet on some niggas and somebody gonna end up sucking dick. That was thought activities.
I mean, boy, yo. You not can't me. Make me do nothing just because that's what you do. Don't get me wrong. No,
but you know when that, you know as niggas, you know when that homeboy call, we about to be around some bitches.
Yeah.
So if you got a nigga, would you want him to cut that homeboy off?
First of all, we are in Atlanta, fucking Georgia. Ain't no way a nigga finna be able to go out and not be no bitches. Just
no,
like
it's places
out.
You can go.
And you don't. That's they don't have to be in your face.
That's
like that.
No. But what I'm saying is,
okay.
You know, every time that nigga come around, your nigga about to be in some thought activities.
Well, that's when. I wouldn't prefer him to be, but I can't tell him to cut your friend off because he a hoe. Like, I mean, if that's what it is, that's what he is. I have to be able to trust you to be around that shit and be cool, because I would expect for him to do the same to me. Like, if I have hoe friends or, you know, we in the industry, so.
You better cut that hoe off.
You know how many hoes I've had to cut off? Everybody.
Why do you hang around so many hoes?
That is the problem. Everybody are hoes.
What the fuck?
Everybody
flag on the play.
No.
Too many hoes on the field. Too many hoes on the field. Flag on the play.
I don't understand what you're saying by thought activities. Like, because thought activities could be you could go out and you know your friend going to go out with niggas with money and get in a section.
Uh-huh.
And then y'all in there popping bottles and shit like that. That
but
could
y'all
be considered
not
thought. Yeah, that could be
considered. Leave the club, go to the after hours.
Yeah, exactly. Next thing you know, you sucking dick. Next thing you know, you got a dick in your mouth.
First of all, if I have a nigga, I'm not going to no after hours, because he's going to be like, bitch, what? He ain't going to call me no bitch. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to no fucking after hours.
My girl coming at 6 o'clock in the morning. Bitch,
the club get done like 6, 7, some shit don't. Don't close.
Like the regular club.
Like
3:30.
But it's
so
3 to
no
after
hours.
Depends. Sometimes, yeah. You don't want to hear me.
But it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sometimes I might have that vibe where, like, okay, once out of the month, I'll probably do an after hour spot with my girls or whatever. And we will stay with them same niggas that whole time. But at the end of the day.
Man, you better go home to your nigga. You're talking about going home with all them other niggas.
No, I'm saying if you're going out with your girl and she's with her niggas.
But the dudes that go out, they do that every night with a different group of girls. Y'all just be the group that they
but
got
who
out there.
Okay,
we're
and
not
still not
fuck
fucking.
With them.
We're just out for a good time.
They're
fun.
Playing the odds game.
No, you
matter.
Just care
we
too much.
Too.
Stop giving a
I'm
fuck.
Not caring.
Yes, you do. You care too much. Stop giving a fuck
you
about these
care.
Bitches going out. Stop giving a fuck about these bitches being with these niggas. Stop giving a fuck.
Oh,
you
no,
care
I'll be
too
excited.
Because,
you know what I mean? It's fun for me.
If that's not your
shut the fuck up, Ty.
We need entertainment.
If that's not your bitch, you shouldn't care. Cause
please,
that's
no, what
cause
that's
we're
going to
go. We're going to go out. Right. Niggas always offer. If you look at a bitch, a nigga
gonna get
always
in
offer. It don't fucking matter.
Hey man, nigga on TikTok said be in the house at 12. Nigga said be in the house
up,
by 12. Why the fuck you want to be in? You got a whole man. What? Why you got a whole man? Why you want to be out in the streets anyway?
I don't want to be out in the streets.
So why the fuck is this pushback? Nigga, be in the house by 12.
No,
you got a nigga.
That don't mean nothing.
It do. It means
life.
Everything. Nigga don't mean nothing. No.
Mama gotta have a life.
They ain't
too.
Trying to
what
sacrifice.
The fuck, what the
What's
fuck is
life?
In the what is in the clubs if you're in a whole relationship?
That's the
what do you mean?
What are you looking for in the club if you're in a relationship?
Fine. Wait, whoa,
attention
whoa.
From other men.
Wait.
You want attention from other men.
No.
What?
What?
Man, niggas don't be liking going out. If he going out, is I tell you why. Nah. If a nigga in the club every night, he got a bitch, he don't fuck with her like that. She's goddamn,
we're
she's
not
safe.
Saying no, we're not talking every about night. Every night.
Right. We just talk about going out.
Yeah, we talking about going out in general. We're not saying every night.
What's going out in general? How many times is going out in general in a week?
Are you somebody daddy?
Okay.
What? It's like you do gotta make a list. Yeah, Wednesday, every third of the
Yes,
month.
Motherfucker, we need a schedule.
Like, who are you?
I do feel like going out too much in a relationship is not right. I do feel like that. But don't put no cap on my
you
shit.
Be
yeah.
able to
you
get
know?
Type shit
yeah,
yeah,
but
that's when your friends not gonna wanna fuck with you. No.
But you will know if your man or if your woman is going out consistently.
She cheating.
No, something going on.
She eating dick, bro.
No,
your
I'm talking about the nigga. I'm talking about the nigga. Like if he
if your nigga going out,
yeah, for sure.
But if your girl going out, man, if he working in entertainment, he working. But if he not working in none of that shit,
well,
he
I'm
just
in
out.
The entertainment industry, so can't nobody. Yeah. I'm going to work.
The schedule is different when you're in the entertainment industry.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you always out. You might pull up at you might pull up promoting. You might pull up networking and going to see somebody at an event. Mm-hmm. And it's always at nighttime. Like if we were going to see an artist, it would be a showcase. Showcase wouldn't start to 9, 10, 11 o'clock. We wouldn't get out of there till 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock. You're going to be out if you're in that industry. Like I do comedy. So
yeah, well, we're talking about we get it.
You're talking about regular people.
Like working. We talking about you really going out in the club because you trying to go out. He said that we only go out to get attention from niggas, which is false. So any nigga exactly. who think that, that
so,
shit's not,
so
oh, not all right. that shit's not
they
fucking
go out
true.
For attention from niggas
all of,
to
that
shit
don't
bitches.
Make sense. No,
you,
my
you're not
can
a woman.
Go out and have
you're not
fun
a woman.
With their friends. That don't
sitting
make
in
no
the club
sense.
And going like this for the whole for 10 seconds while Instagram is recording you is not fun.
You
people
don't
know.
Are you a woman?
You don't know that.
Are you a woman?
What did women do before Instagram?
Y'all actually had cameras, we had the cameras where you know, depression rates was lower and people were less indulged in gaming. I just feel like your relationships don't go far because you have no type of relationship. JoJo said you don't get no bitches.
Yeah, I'm saying, are they bad? Boy, we're not talking about the bitch you paying for pussy from. Come on, pussy is not hard to get. Now we ain't gonna come on here. You probably paid without knowing, but you paid. Pussy is not hard to get. Some cap on the play. Is pussy hard to get? No, I mean, the pussy you want is hard to get. Exactly. Thank you.
That's the difference. It depends on who you are and what's your interaction with women.
Your interaction with women, and pussy, and like when niggas be like, you think you know women.
And that's your problem.
How do I think I know women?
Because you keep saying this is what y'all do. This is what you do. This is like somebody ruined you.
I'm observing.
She said you're ruined.
I'm observing.
Get a tie, fight back.
Look.
I'm observing. No. I mean, you saying that.
No, you're not observing because I'm telling you now that women
how
don't go.
How am I not observing?
Because you said like three, four things about women that ain't true already.
How is it
they
not
go
true?
Out. You a woman that go out shouldn't be out, and if they go out, they looking for attention from men, and this
what
shouldn't
you,
be
when
fun.
You in the club,
holding
what
the
doing?
Camera shouldn't be fun. First of all, I go out with my friends.
Exactly.
When I go out with my friends, that is our time to interact with each other, to have fun with each other, mm-hmm. to do extra bonding and women shit,
and forget about
what's
everything.
Extra
first of all.
And women shit. Don't
having
just put
fun.
A blanket
when
word.
I'm out with my friends, it don't matter if we're at the beach, if we're at the club, we're in each other's presence, we are having fun. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean because I go out with my friends and we don't be around no niggas before. We're not
that's
looking
like
at that shit.
For
that
women.
Sounds
that's
a
no.
That's see what I'm saying?
See, you've been
see?
You
that's
have,
that's
the
problem.
You've been really because
I hate
you.
Sound
like
this
nigga from experience.
She'd have left you for her bitches.
You don't have to be hurt to have an obtruse.
Some women do go out for attention from men, okay? But all women don't do that.
Who said all women do that?
What we saying is we understand. You have to give like the percentage. You have to give the more percentage.
Nobody said
of women.
All women. Y'all took
listen,
it as
listen.
I said all
well,
women.
Well, what we're trying to get you to understand is it's a higher percentage of women going out just because they want to have a good time mm-hmm. rather than women who just going out to get attention from a man.
That's...
Because especially if you already got a nigga, can I have some space with my bitch?
So already you still want to be like, that's
I said, okay,
that.
I hear
yeah.
you.
Like, I can't have no
I mean, if I'm out and I'm doing an event every night, I do a comedy show every single night. There's at least maybe, it's 80% women.
They was women are out. Yeah, where right, the ladies out? Where the single ladies at? The single women to make some noise, and then the women in a relationship to make some noise. Did a woman break your heart before?
What they just do anything? Women like to go out and have a good time. Women are not like niggas. Just because y'all niggas just want to go out and look at bitches and look at the... See, y'all can go out and y'all can see a bitch titties and see a bitch ass and y'all get thrilled through the night. We don't be sitting there watching niggas walk past and we be like, yeah, oh, fuck him. He got a big dick. No, we don't do that. So... We don't. So the feeling that y'all, that you feel, that the niggas be feeling.
No, I'm telling you, the club is not the club no more. The club is a VIP where everybody's sitting down. Nobody's dancing and partying and engaging each other.
That don't have nothing
anymore
to do with a girl walking by with this tight ass skirt.
So that's
up
the
here
point.
Well, that's no, that
you
yo, y'all,
there's
no,
you want
to
go out because
no connection with the men and the women because you're in a section, he's in a section,
but we're
in a section.
But we didn't come here for everybody else.
The purpose of going into public in a place where you congregate and dance is to connect and interact with other people.
It's a different you're interacting with who you came with.
Exactly.
It's a different type of vibe when you're going in the club, when you on the floor, then when you're going in, you got a boot on.
You sound
like a real back in my day.
No, I'm not even talking. I'm just talking about people don't party and have fun no more.
They having fun in sections.
I mean,
you got sections.
He's saying like it ain't like
the
a dance floor. Motherfuckers out there trying to mingle.
People
do all this
not
other
having
shit
fun.
No,
I went to the club with Miss Grace, paid $100 to get in, and then I'm dancing. I got five bitches around me. They like, you know them girls? Like, no, nigga. I started dancing. They see me having fun. Now we having fun.
I never did that.
That
even when it was a dance floor,
shit.
I never did that. I never was the type to, let's dance with niggas. I mean,
it's not even about dancing.
Hey, man, let me go to my next topic, man. So why is it that women that can't afford the lifestyle they want?
Here we go.
Why is it that women that can't afford the lifestyle they want call themselves expensive?
Oh, shit.
The women that can't afford the lifestyle they want, why do they call themselves expensive?
Well, why would they say
because materialistic, like, you ever seen, like, a bitch that says she materialistic, but she don't got no job?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't got no income. That's the important shit. Let's not say job. She don't got no income.
But she says
she's materialistic.
Wait, so she is materialistic?
She says she's materialistic, but she don't have no materials. But she's materialistic.
Well, I mean,
she got materialistic dreams and ideas.
You get real quiet in here when the niggas start speaking.
My thing is, what's she trying to do?
You got to make it more.
That's right. That's broad and
because
it's
at the end
real
of the day,
bunny.
She could be materialistic,
like,
but she don't have the funds right now. What if she's paying for? She pay her own bills. She got her own.
Well, you can't be materialistic if your entire existence is going to living and your shit is depleted. You're not materialistic. You're
you could be materialistic.
Paying your own bills is not an accomplishment.
You could have
no. First of all, it's not an accomplishment. But I'm saying she has bills. She's just not leashing off. Because a lot of bitches is leashing off people.
But it's not even something you should
turn the shit off. A lot of bitches is leashing off niggas. She's paying her own shit. She getting her own money.
Nigga, she's an adult. What are you talking about? Why do women? You just said that shit like it was an accomplishment.
No, she's saying that because every time she says something about a woman and bills, a nigga just necessarily automatically assumes that a nigga is paying.
That's what he said, though. That's exactly what he said. So that I was responding to him, not your topic.
So can you be materialistic if you don't have no materials, if you broke?
If somebody wants something, that's their wants. Just because they can't provide it doesn't mean that they don't have to.
And what kind of materials? Are you talking about designer bags or are you talking about
materialistic?
You
talking about you know what I mean, materialistic.
Dude, I can sit here and scroll down and be like, "Oh, I want that Birkin bag." If that's the bag that I want, and I say
is that your standard though? Is that your standard?
Like buy me bags and buy me
yes,
no.
Yes,
no.
Yeah.
No, not me. Not me. But if that's what she want, that's what she want. But I may not be materialistic, but I might be something else to where, like, I just want money or I just want my bills paid. You can consider that as being materialistic. Like take materialistic out and put that in.
Yeah.
And put, like, that's what I want.
You want a nigga that's financially abundant.
I want a nigga that got more money than me.
Financially abundant.
Right. Yeah, I want a nigga that got
more money. Why is it that women can have these outrageous standards, but niggas can't?
Why is it outrageous? Niggas do want outrage. Y'all want us to suck y'all dick 3 times out of the week.
Basic.
Y'all want us to...
Basic.
First of all, let's talk about it, because you're not even making sense, because niggas these days, they want the flowers, and they want the candy, and they want to be
what
treated and
mean?
Dated.
Okay,
that's,
hello?
That's whack as fuck.
What's the flower?
So, so a nigga, that nigga that wants to be courted is wrong?
No, let me get my point across. Let me get my point across.
What I am saying is that...
A nigga wants to be courted nowadays, and that's not how it's supposed to be. Y'all are forgetting what y'all place is as a man. You want to be treated like a man, but you don't want none of the
men. How can we court?
You don't
want
none of that.
Cash out.
You don't want none of that.
Cash out.
You don't want none of that.
Hold on, let her finish.
Be quiet. You don't want none of the man responsibilities, but you want to wear the pants in the house. You want to tell me when to be in, because everybody was screaming coming at 12 o'clock just a minute ago.
Sure was.
But at the end of the day, you're supposed to be a provider, because I come from a family where my grandmother, I see my grandfather, my daddy, and even my sisters, their husband, they are providers. They don't complain about certain shit.
So we pay
they
all
don't
the bills.
Complain
hold
about
on, let, let it finish.
But
let
at
finish.
The end of the day, I'm not saying that if my sister or my mom or my dad would pay shit for my mom, because that's his job as a man. But my mom also is going to do, or my sister them is going to do their duties as a woman,
which
is
are
cleaning, cooking, washing clothes, taking care of the kids, making
homework.
Sure you have homework,
sucking dick,
going grocery shopping, folding fucking clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could cook like a motherfucker.
No,
you know that.
But
anyways, so
up,
at the end of the day, that
going.
Is a fucking job in itself. That shit is hard. That shit is a lot. That shit is a job. And people know that. You're not helping women do these things. You probably do it every blue moon, but you're not doing that.
Thanks.
So at the end of the
can
day,
we get
I feel
in a
like
relation? Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
No, but
okay.
I feel like niggas all the time, men, whatever you want to call them, all the time, y'all don't want to do your job, but you want us to do our fucking job.
Exactly.
And that shit don't make sense.
Because
when I look
flash.
At a man, I'm going to think, because at the end, if we even go further back, men had to come to your father to show that they are stable enough to take care
did.
Of the daughter. I'm just saying. They
my
had,
don't
got
even,
my
they
had
my
to.
Don't
the
women
at
don't
the
even
end.
Have fathers.
No,
hold
I
on.
Have a father.
Baby. I do, too.
But I'm talking about
you.
You're
talking
about specifically
but I'm,
you.
No, this
hold
is,
on, wait,
no, she's not. No, she's not. I'm talking some real shit.
Right. You would know, because you think you're a woman. You're not.
She says specifically.
Shut
the
fuck up, Ty. I'm talking about men in general. At the end of the day, I feel like when it comes to a man and a woman, everybody need to play their role.
Exactly.
You need to be a fucking provider. If you can't provide a woman, y'all talk about, oh, women want this, women want that. Why the fuck would I want a nigga a lower than me or on my same standard? I need somebody who can build me up, who can be there for me, who can be my backbone, who can show me something different. I could show him different too. Like, I'm not no ditzy ass dickhead ass bitch. No. Don't go after them hoes, because them hoes have their own issues.
Yes.
But
you
that
said,
is
you just, add, you just asked us in Chicago and Memphis.
Oh, baby, I didn't say that. I was talking about you. I know what's Chicago, Memphis, and Dallas,
okay.
All that at. Period.
Basically.
What's
so,
capital of
so,
Vermont?
This dick.
Okay. So basically, in a nutshell, if a man play his part and a woman play her part, y'all will be, everybody will be just fine.
Yeah.
What's
but
a woman's
it's,
part?
But did you not just see her name
you.
All that damn
I
shit?
I hit 10 fingers right. on that shit.
I heard 10. You say if a man paid a bill.
Oh
but,
my gosh, he ain't no
damn it,
but
Ty.
That's
why he
but
in
that's
the
exactly. And that's the problem. The problem is y'all don't want to listen. That's that manly, nah, this y'all bills. That's all you want from me. Nah. But if
what
if,
do you want from me?
If, yeah. But if you asking all this shit from me, no problem, babe. Just do what you gotta do, and we straight.
Yeah.
But the reason why shit gets blurry is because shit ain't right. She might not be cooking and cleaning, and he might be bullshitting with the providing, and you know what I'm saying? But really, at the end of the day, if she has this and he has this, y'all will be
supposed
cool.
to come together.
It will be
it's
okay.
That's a household. You supposed to come together. She bring this. You bring that. Together, we got a household. We build a family.
Now, granted, it is hard to find a woman who can do all those things. And I do. It's crazy that every time I meet a man, like, he asks me if I could cook. And I'm like, what the
that's
fuck? There's
true.
Bitches that really be.
That is
I had
true.
A nigga come. Like, I had a nigga come to my house my house is clean. I cooked him breakfast. Like, come over, let me cook you breakfast type shit. Like, he came over, I was in there talking to him, doing my laundry and shit. You know, he's just sitting there admiring me. And I'm just like, what?
Because he ain't used to
it. And he's like, damn, girl, like, you cooking, cleaning? And I'm like, being normal? What the fuck is you talking about? And it's crazy, so I get it. There are women out here who don't do shit, they want to just leech off the nigga. Just pay my bills. Them the bitches you know, and you just deal with them when you deal with them. Like, you know how to deal with them. Don't deal with no bitch that you know is leeching off you.
He got suckered.
I can tell. You so hurt, bro.
You cannot tell me
some people ruined you. Some women ruined you.
Why do I have to have that?
Because you have a total different perspective of women that really is the truth. And when we try to tell you.
That's the only way I could possibly feel or have any of these ideas.
No, because you miss the points. Every time you talk, you miss the points.
Do you have anything else?
That's crazy.
It's 452.
Yeah, that's my ass.
I can definitely save him.
Huh?
I can save him.
You can save him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn, man. That's episode 75 of the Big Homies House. How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yeah, man. Appreciate the, you know what I'm saying, opportunity to come here.
Yeah, man. Glad y'all could come step in. Todd Mills, Big Homie Purse, Big Homie Tone.
Yeah, man.
Tone. Tony Tone.
Tony Tone.
Shit. Oh.
Oh, and I'm just JoJo.
Fuck you, JoJo. Hey, and your Mexican Cheeto. That's going to be the name of the episode.
JoJo got the most sense on this show.
Like, who invited you here?
I don't care.
What she
said? But you did. You know I fuck with you.
I got the most sense
on how you breaking my goddamn dad cap? Paris, you want to join the Yam Cam?
Oh, you want to join the Yam Cam?
That was for the other show. We don't have that footage. This is our footage.
Oh, yeah. You just put it right here next to me.
Yeah, on JoJo's side.
JoJo?
Please.
I did it last time for you.
No, that wasn't our show, though.
That wasn't for us, though.
This is the world famous.
Really this is really the Yam Cam. We had a Yam Cam edition.
So the Yam Cam. I know the Yam. I seen the Yam Cam. She's seen the Yam. Ass be deep.
Oh, man, that's episode 75 of the Big Homies. Man, I appreciate everybody coming through and kicking it with us.
Thank you for
man, let's go take these pictures. There you go.